هو فكره شكله منيح بلا ما توقع
بتتكسر اتكسرت منك
وانت وقت ده
Okay. How about a group tackling? Can you all get together close from each other? Yes, get together. Join. Today, it's very exciting today, by the way. We are going to learn how the black magic started. The black magic. You know the black magic? The black magic is the witch business. Today we will learn how the witch business came to earth. And who is the first one who taught the witch business? Yeah, be careful of the witch. Today we're going to teach the witch business. So be careful, I'll bring you the witch. Okay. Last time we talked about the two angels. Who would get angry when somebody disobeys Allah? Okay, is that normal? Yes. All angels get mad if somebody what? Disobeys Allah. But what is not normal is that those angels will get mad, will get mad at the ones who disobey Allah and revenge. They will get mad at them, and then they will stop getting mad, and then afterwards they criticize them and they say, if we were in their place, we would have not disobeyed Allah to start with. If we were what? In their place, we would have not what? Disobeyed Allah to start with. So they were saying, okay, it's normal for the angels to get mad at somebody who disobeys Allah. But it's not good to get mad at somebody who disobeyed Allah, but he what? Repent. You know what a repent is? Yeah. Means ask for a new base. Okay? So they say, yes, okay, he repented. And they stop getting mad at him. But they say, but he should have not disobeyed Allah to start with. So he should have not what? Disobeyed Allah. So Allah said, well, what if I make you humans and send you down to earth, what are you going to do? Maybe you are going to understand then, okay, the pressures and the challenges that the humans go through. Okay? So Allah made them into humans and brought them down where? To earth. And we last time learned that they stayed in the cave. How did the shaitan trick them into getting out? Huh? Their help. Takbir! MashaAllah! That's right! There are people, a lot of orphans that need to be taken care of, a lot of poor people, a lot of widows. Get down to the valley and help those people. Now, Shaitan, what he said? He said, this is the way to worship Allah. What he said is right or wrong? It is right. But was the intentions of the Shaitan right or wrong? Wrong. So tells you that the shaitan, and be careful of that, beware. Because the shaitan will use something right to get you to do something wrong. And he will continue to do that. So then he got them down. What happened to them? All the food that they brought with them from Jannah to eat. All the what? They brought with them from where? To what? Eat. What happened to this food that they brought from Jannah to eat? All this food was stolen from them. How about the pieces of gold that they picked up with them? They were what? Also stolen. So right now they have what? Look, they have what? They have nothing in their pocket. They are so poor. Okay, now they were trying to beg. They're trying to what? Beg. And then people were telling them, go away, go away, go away, go away. Please give me, go away. Please give me, go away. Okay? Not only that, but also another beggar, another what? Beggar came to them and said, what are you guys doing around here? What are you doing around here? Oh, we're begging for help. This is my area. This is what? Nobody begs here except who? Me. And then he started beating them up. Go out of here. Don't come here again. So they ran away and they got what? Angry. And their feelings were hurt. Now, getting angry is right or wrong? Wrong. Not only that, but they started blaming each other. It is your fault. No, 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 it is your fault. Is it right to blame each other?
No.
The past, you just learn lessons from the past. And think about the what? Future. Okay? Learn lessons from the past and think about the future. Okay, so they started making, here we go, mistakes. Started making what? Mistakes. They started making mistakes. And then, what happened is, they are hungry, and they are without any shelter, and they have to go find a rock, and sleep by this rock. And sleep by what? Rock. These are the two angels who are going to teach people how to do the witch business. Follow me. So now they want money. They want what? Money. So they begged. Did it work? No. They were beaten up and they got in trouble. And they didn't get any money. Now they are starving. They are what?
Starving.
They want what? Food. Where to get food from? So they asked people, we're hungry. Can you please give me food? Said, no, in this town, there is no free lunch. In this town, there is what?
No
free lunch. You have to work. You have to work to earn your lunch. He said, okay, we work. He said, go find a job. Go find a what?
Job.
So they went and said, good idea. Why haven't we thought about this before? If we need money, we go get a what? Job. So now, they went to the carpenters. And they said, Harut, how do you like making this furniture? He said, wow, that sounds good. I like that. Okay, would you like to do that job? He said, yeah, let's go. They talked to the carpenter. Salaam alaikum.
What do you want?
Say, we're looking for a job. We want to do furniture, make furniture. They said,
come here. Tell me more about you. Okay, you want to make furniture? Have you made furniture before?
They said, no, never. The guy said,
what? You haven't made furniture before? And you come to work for me? Are you making fun of me? Are you wasting my time? If you haven't made furniture before, why?
Boom! Boom! And he kicked them like out. Boom! Boom! Then they said, okay, let's go to the guy, the smith man. You know the smith man? Is the guy who works with the iron. Boom! Boom! To make the iron into shapes. They went to this guy and said, Sir!
Said, what? I am sick and tired of this smoke and heat. What do you want now?
Said, please, we want to work for you to earn money because we're so hungry.
Said, I don't like beggars. Do you know how to make the iron?
They said, yeah, we will learn.
Said, what?
Learn? Did you do this in the past? No, we have never done that.
What? You have never done that? And you're wasting my time? Get out! Boom! Get out! Boom!
So, they said, unfortunately, remember that they didn't learn anything when they were growing up because they didn't grow up. They came straight from where? heaven. They didn't do like you. You're going to school to learn a job, to learn what? So when you grow up, you can eat and you can have money to live, right? They don't know anything. So now, and life, by the way, life out is very harsh. Life outside is what? Very harsh. Thank Allah that you have parents who take care of you and protect you from the harshness of life. Just imagine that you have no parents. And then what is going to happen to you? Who is going to feed
Adam,
you?
Adam,
who is going to feed you? Who is going to bring you home? You will be out in the street all by yourself. Right? And you know Christina? Christina, she was an orphan. And then, in a very cold night, it was snowing, she had no parents, she was homeless. And then what she did is that she couldn't find anything to warm her up in a snowing night. So what did she do? She got matches. You know the matches? You know the matches? She started warming herself up with matches. In the morning, they found her frozen like a chicken. Did you see a piece of a chicken coming out of the freezer? She was frozen like a chicken because she was an orphan and nobody took care of her and she froze out in the snow. Life is harsh. So say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, we have parents to take care of us. Now, Harut and Marut didn't learn anything, didn't go to school, they don't know what to do. So they ask, they say, every time we go for a job, people pick us out and turn us away. What can we do? They tell them, maybe if you work as movers, maybe this is good for you because movers don't require any skills. Being a mover, what?
No skills.
You know what? Do you know what a mover is? A mover is a guy who carries heavy things and what? And move them from one place to another. So who is the mover? A guy who carries heavy things and move them from one place to another. So he said, you guys can work as movers. Why? Because this requires no skills. This requires what? No skills. Anybody can be a mover, right? Anybody can be a what?
A mover.
A mover. So they went to the chief of movers who owns the movers business in the town. And they said, sir, sir, salam alaikum, sir. He said, what do you want now? What do you want? They said, we would like to work as movers. Can you please hire us as movers? He said, you want to be a mover? He said, yes. He said, show me your muscles. Show me. And then they said, okay, show me your muscles. Show me your muscles. I want to see your muscles. So he said, get up. What? What? Look at the muscles. Look. These are the muscles of a bird. Show me the other muscle. What? What? Are you guys kidding? You want to work as movers and these are your muscles? Boom. Get up. Boom. Get up. Boom. Get up. Huh? So, can't be a carpenter, can't be a smithman, can't be even a mover? Then what do we do?
Say, get out, go learn something useful first, and then come to work.
So you have to be good at school. So when you grow up, you don't get kicked out. Get out of here. Get out of here. I didn't finish school because studying hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And then I didn't finish school because I didn't want to do the homework because homework hurts my feelings. What? You didn't finish school and you come to work? You come to work here? Get out! And then at the end, the only job that you will have is cleaning bathrooms. Is what? Cleaning bathrooms. Which one would hurt your feelings more? Cleaning bathroom or doing homework?
Cleaning bathroom.
Cleaning bathroom. So you better do your homework now so you don't end up cleaning bathrooms then. You better do your homework what? Now. So you don't end up cleaning bathrooms when then. Yes. Because Harut and Marut are being kicked out. They can't find a job because they didn't get education. They didn't go to school. They didn't learn anything. When kids go to the school to be carpenters and learn different skills. Anyway, here we go. Then what can Harut and Marut do? Huh? What can they do? Any suggestions? Huh? Well, nobody wants to hire them to clean bathrooms because in the old days bathrooms were not clean.
They become robbers.
They become what?
Robbers.
Now they started thinking about earning money by doing what? Now who made them think that way? They were sitting by the rock and they were crying. We have no job to do. I'm so hungry. I'm starving. I can eat the rocks. I am so hungry. What can we do? Harut. Then guess who showed up at that point? That beard. Shaitan came to them. How are you guys doing? Shaitan showed up. We don't mean it. We really didn't mean it. The guy is a nice guy. We didn't mean that he's a shaman. Okay. So, Shaitan showed up. Not with the pizza, no. Just showed up without pizza. Hey, guys. How is it going? How is the worship of Allah going with you?
Mr. Uncle, you don't know what happened to us. We're starving, we're so hungry, we can't find a job.
He said, but I have a job for you. I have a what? I have a job for you.
What? We can buy anything. But we want to eat. We're so hungry. What is the job?
He said, okay, the job is you guys can get anything you want in this world. You can get anything you want. What? They said, how? We just want a dinner. How? He said, there is a way that you know how to do very well. There is a job that you know how to do what? Very well. If you do it, anything you want, you will get. Listen to this. This is exciting because here's the witch business starts. Here are the secrets of the witch business. Here are the secrets. They said, how? He told them that...
I'm saying, listen. No, you're not listening. You're talking.
You're not listening. You're talking. Okay, let's book him the other way. Over there.
Alright. We're going to start teaching you.
You're not going to learn about the secrets of the witch business. He said, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to tell you about something that you know how to do very well. And then you're going to be able, you're going to be what? Able. You're going to be able to get anything you want. Guess what was that thing? Huh? No. Worse, huh?
Winter.
Doing black magic. How? He told them, in this world, in this what? World, you can get anything you want if you change the feelings of the people. If you what? Change the feelings of the people. So he said, if this person is rich, if Amu is rich, and I want to get his half of his money, how? If I can put a strong feeling in his heart that he wants to give me half of his money, if I can put this feeling in his heart,
then he would go to the bank and bring half of his money and give it to me, and he would be so happy that I took them. How did I do that? By changing, put a strong feeling where? Huh?
In the heart.
In the heart. And they said, here is how you can get everything you want. If I want to be a king, if I want to be a what? A king. And let's say, here, this guy is the king. This guy is the what? King. Then, what do I do? I go into the heart of the king, and I change his feelings, so that, no, he will want to make me, to make me, to give up his position to me.
No.
Yes.
I'm the king.
Well, if I play with his feelings, then he's going to say, he will come and beg me, please, can you be the king instead of me? Please. Please.
We're not talking about the United States. We're talking about Marut and Marut.
See, you're not listening. You are not listening.
Okay, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, guys.
One who does not listen gets no pizza.
Yeah. Good.
I'm going to keep an eye. The one who does not listen, no pizza.
Aha.
I'm watching you.
Okay. Good job, Ammo. So here we go. If I want to be a king, I would put a feeling, strong feeling in your heart that you want to make me king instead of you. So you come and beg me, please be the king. Please accept. I kiss your head. Please, I beg you, be the king. So you can get everything by doing what? Putting a strong feeling in the what? In the hearts of the people that you need. In the hearts of the people that you what? Need. And he said, you guys, the shaitan said, you guys know how to do this very
well.
They said, yes, but this is when we were angels. Allah will not trust with this anybody except the angels. Only the angels are trusted with the secret. The secret of what? How to put strong feelings on the hearts of what? People. So, Allah will never trust anybody with that, because if the Satans will know how to do that, they will ruin the earth. They will what? Ruin the earth. So, they have so much power that they can ruin the earth by putting strong feelings where? In the hearts. So, he told them, you guys are angels. You know how to do it. Right? They said, yeah, when we were angels, but now, how can we do it? They said, he told them, yes, this is what you need to figure out. This is what you need to what? Figure out. You need to find out how can we do it. How can we what?
Do it.
Think, guys, think. You're starving, huh? What do you think about this barbecue chicken? No, not now. You have to think and find out a way that we can use to put strong feelings on the hearts of the people and make them do what we love to do, what we want, so they give it to us. Okay. The angels started thinking, how can we do that? How can we do that? Is there a way to do that? Harut, Marut. Oh, yes. The ones who can do that are, the shaitan said, can I do it? They looked at him and they say, no, you can't. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough what?
Powers.
You can't do it. And this is mercy from Allah. Because if the shaitan can do it, he will influence our feelings and he will be able to do, to make us do things that are crazy. That are what?
Crazy.
Just a minute. Now, the shaitan can influence us, but how? Only by temptations. Only by what? So, it's important to understand this case. Shaitan can only tempt us. Shaitan can only what? But he cannot put a strong feeling in our heart. That is called compelling feeling. A feeling that will force us to do something that otherwise we will not be, that we will not want to do. You understand that? What is your question, Irina? Okay. You understand? Shaitan can influence our feelings. Answer is yes. How? By getting us tempted. So when you feel jealous, that's how much the shaitan can do.
When you feel selfish, this is how much the shaitan can do. But can the shaitan make you love somebody so much more than you love yourself? No, that's too much for the shaitan to be able to do. You got it? Now, he told them, can you teach me how to do that? They said, yeah, you don't have enough power. They said, but how? Who has enough power? They started thinking, Harut, who would have enough power? Harut, huh? You know who would have enough powers to do that? Huh? Of course, Allah can do anything. But Allah would never use it the evil way, right? They want to use it to earn money and to earn a living and to survive because they don't know how to do any other job. Yes, how? We're learning now how. Here is what they found out. They found out that the dogs among jinn kind, the dogs, not our dogs, the dogs of the what? Jinn. The jinn dogs, they have enough power to do it. But here is the problem. What is the problem? The jinn dogs are animals, right? They don't know how, they don't understand. So the question is, how can we get the jinn dog to influence the feeling of somebody? Okay? Now, how do the jinn dogs do it? The jinn dogs can make people imagine things. Can make people what? Imagine. And this is how they change your feelings. Like, for example, if they want to make you very happy, they make you imagine that you are in Disneyland. And it feels like real. And then I am in Disneyland. Huh? And then you have the feeling that you have been in Disneyland. Okay? And you feel happy as though you have been to Disneyland. Okay, so how can they do it using what? Imagination. And this is why when somebody gets crazy, what do? They imagine things that are not real. They live in a different world. World of imagination. Why? Because this is how these dogs work. But the question is, how to get those dogs to do this for a person? Let's say I want to play with his feelings. How can I convince these jinn dogs to do that? That was the trick. Khabib, Harut, can we do that? Yeah, let's think about an idea. Harut, brilliant idea. What is it? We can train the dog the way we train the human dogs. We can train the dogs the way we train the what? Human dogs. How? What happens if you do this to a human dog? What happens? The dog will do what? Right? We'll go get it. How did the dog learn that? By training. By what? Training. So, they say, if we can train them by doing something they understand, we can train them to change the feelings of somebody that we want. They say, but how can we tell them the person is this person? How can I tell them to change the feeling of this guy? Think, Harut. We have a way. How do the... Go ahead. Huh? Yes, but how do I tell them? If I tell them, go find the Muhammad Ali, would they be able to understand? No. So I have to give them something so they can use to get Muhammad Ali. How? They drink something from the trace of that person. Like a piece of cloth, hair, okay? And then they take this hair, okay? And they do what they have trained the dog to do the magic. Guess what had, which method they picked to train the dogs? Huh? Is what? No. Remember, in the human dogs, we train them to go follow by doing this, right? Now, let me give you a clue. Who memorizes Surah An-Nas? The way is mentioned in Surah An-Nas. How? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ actually Surah Al-Falaq, I'm sorry. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. نتدخل في العقد as the ones who make knots and blow onto them. You know what a knot is? This is a knot. So whose shoes is this? Do you know that with this knot and this shoes has your trace, I can get the dogs to get you, the gentle dogs? All I have to do is to be able to attract them to come to me. If they come to me, then I will do what the angels have trained them when they see to do the job. They have trained them that when you see the knot, and with the knot, you see something, a trace from that person, go get that person and make him imagine things and play with his feelings. You know what is that thing? And that people open. Like this. So I get something from you, like a hair, I put it in a knot, and then I bring the dogs, and then I do what? Now, the dogs are being trained before by Harut and Marut. Once they see that sign, then they know what to do. They will smell the smell, and then they go, please, and then they jump on them and change the feeling. But one more little detail left. What is that little detail? Is how can you get the dogs to come? How can you get the dogs to what? Come. That becomes the challenge. Harut, think. Marut, think. Harut, Marut. Shaitan said, I know how to get the dogs to come. Because once they come, we train them, and then they can be used later on. He said, they love a smell. You know what smell they love? Huh? No. They love the smell of disobeying Allah. So if you disobey Allah, it smells so bad. But we humans can't smell it. If you lie, you know, if you lie, you smell so awful when you lie. But we humans can't feel that. Okay? Guess who can feel that? Huh? These jinn dogs, yes. They will feel it and they will what? Come. So Shaitan said, I know how to bring them. How? He said, by doing something really, really awful. By doing something really what? Awful. The trouble is, everybody is lying. Almost everybody is what? Lying. So what will make the dogs come to you and instead of going to somebody else who's lying? They said, we have to come up with something very awful. So when we do it, we smell the worst. So the dogs come to us. Guess what was that thing? No. No, worse. Huh? Worse. Take the Quran and put it in the toilet and flush it. Yes. Or take the Quran and step on it. And do number one and number two on it. Nothing worse than that. You will smell really awful, and they will come to you running. And then you have the thing, you. And then give it to them, like that. Then they take it. It's you. And then they make him imagine things. So he starts imagining, oh, uncle, you are my best person. Uncle, I want to give you half of my money. Oh, uncle, I want to give up. I'm a king. I want to make you the king instead of me. Oh, uncle. That was the business. They brought in the dogs. They had to do what? Put the Quran, those two angels, went worse than any human being to bring the box. They live in a bad town. They live in a wicked town. Everybody in this town smells so bad. Everybody in this town smells what? They are mean. They don't worship Allah. They worship idols. They lie. They cheat. They are so bad. So we want to do something that will make the angel, that will make the box come. Guess what was that thing? Those angels started bringing the Quran and humiliating and insulting the Quran so much that the dogs would come and say, the smell is good here. We're right here, huh?
But how did they know that the dogs were there?
Well, the angels, they are angels, remember?
But
they knew all these secrets. Nobody else would have known these secrets if those angels were not. Allah never trusted with these powers anybody except angels. Those are two angels. So those angels were trusted with these powers. They knew how to do it. So now what they do is to teach, train the dogs. So they did awful things. They insulted the Quran so badly. The dogs came. They trained the dogs. How? So that we end and jump on the beats. How? Bring something from your trays. Make a knot. First of all, insult the Quran so bad. So here are the steps. Insult the Quran very bad. Dogs come. You have this thing ready. You do what to the dogs? And then throw it to them. And they know what to do. Who trained them what to do? Who trained them what to do? Two angels, Harut and Marut, and I have trained you what to do with the pizza. Jump!
You want me to get it for you?
No, I'm sorry.